Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
When you're bothered with the queasy, uncomfortable feeling of an upset stomach, I certainly sympathize with you. But you need more than sympathy. What you want is...
relief.
Yes, and drugstores everywhere sell Alka-Seltzer, so you can get the kind of comforting relief Alka-Seltzer brings so quickly.
Alka-Seltzer reduces excess stomach acid.
Alka-Seltzer gently soothes and settles an unsettled stomach.
And Alka-Seltzer relieves that stuffy, too-full feeling.
Yes, and Alka-Seltzer is pleasant to take, too. Leaves a clean, fresh taste in your mouth. Next time indigestion happens to you, get...
relief.
Yes, get relief with Speedy Alka-Seltzer.
If you had read in last night's paper that the new freeway the city is planning was going to swallow up your house, I'll bet you'd be upset too, like Mr. and Mrs. McGee. Here they are out early this morning trying to do the best they can to save the old homestead.
Well, I just feel real blue about this thing, McGee. I don't know what...
Well, don't worry. If we can get enough names on this petition, we'll get the city to change the route. Again.
I hope so. You try this house here, and I'll go on across the street and ask them to sign.
Okay.
Oh, dear, if we have to move and they tear down our house, I don't know
They what. Try to tear down our house, I'll tear down that dead rat at City Hall. Hello. I guess they can do it if they want to, you know.
Yes.
Good morning, sir. I am here to...
Who is it,
Harry? I'll take care of it. What can I do for you? If you're selling anything, I'm not interested.
No, sir. I'm not selling a thing.
Yeah? Well, what is it?
Why don't you put on your coat when you go to the door, Harry?
What for? It's nobody!
You probably read in the paper, Bud, about the new freeway the city's...
Who is it, Harry? What is it?
I don't know. Will you shut up a minute? Criminy! Now, what's the pitch, man?
Well, first of all, do you vote? That's the only requirement to
Harry,
sign...
I thought you said you emptied the trash can!
I'm gonna!
When? Like the way you clean out the furnace? Promises, always promises!
Oh, go jump on a... Look, Mac, I got a lot of things to do, so speak your piece, will you?
Okay. I'm out trying to get names on this petition, and my wife's doing the same. We want to get the city to change their plans for the freeway and put it somewhere else. And the only way we can do it is to get enough voters behind us to make them guys listen to us. Not just a few, 500 or 600 names.
So?
So your house is on the route they got laid out, just like ours is. And if you don't want the city in here with bulldozers tearing down your home and throwing you out in the cold, sign here.
Are you kidding? Sign that protest? Louse up the best thing that's happened to me in 30 years?
What?
Wow. You hear that voice? That's my wife's aunt. Oh. Came in to spend a weekend with us in 1943. Haven't been able to get rid of her since.
Yeah, but...
You
but...
think I'm going to spoil my big chance? I hope when they tear this house down, they haul her away with it.
Wonder how Molly's doing. I hope she's having better luck.
Here's right in line with the proposed freeway route, just like ours is, Mr. Propakop.
Akropopolis. That's a Greek name.
Yes. And if the city goes ahead on this route, we'll both be homeless. All I have to do is give you 30 days' notice, according to the county statutes.
Oh, good gracious. I'm so glad you people are on the ball. Where's that petition? I'll sign.
Oh, good.
And my wife, Fifi, she'll sign, too.
Fifi?
Hey, she's French. We met on a business trip in Paris.
Oh, my, that's very romantic. A business trip, huh?
Malister, I was sitting inside of a restaurant out on the sidewalk, and Fifi, she gives me the business. You know, with the eyes like this. And the next thing you know, I'm just like the special blue plate on the menu. A cooked goose.
Well, now about this petition. You see, we need as many signatures as we can get. Anyone over 21 who's a registered voter.
Oh, I've got lots of relatives. All ages. 21, 62, 43, 87.
You have? Oh, good, because that's...
Sure, I got Uncle Stavros, Cousin Costa, Uncle Adamandios, Uncle Agathakis, and Sophia, Cousin Theophilus, and some with names even I can't pronounce.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll leave a copy.
And sure, when the word gets back to Greece how much money me and Fifi are making, everybody comes. Six relatives we got living here with us now.
Well...
And tonight, big family reunion. 15, maybe 20 people. They all signed the petition. Everybody signed.
Oh, I'm just delighted. That's a big help.
Oh, sure, sure. We all meet every week and study together for our citizenship papers. Now, this is good practice for us, for when they let us vote.
Huh?
So far, everybody say we're not allowed to sign petitions. But if you leave it, we'll sign it.
Oh, this is discouraging. Well, I'm sorry, sir. Thank you just the same.
But it's what it is.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And low-cost, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins contain vitamin B12. Ask at your drugstore for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Oh, dear. Oh, am I glad to get home.
Yeah, what a day. And only 15 signers. 15 after walking our legs off.
I just don't know what we're going to do, dearie. We need 500 or 600 people to sign this petition if we expect the city council to even look at it.
Yeah, and the only signers we're going to be able to count on are just people whose houses are right in the way, like ours.
That's right. And there's only about 20 or 30 houses involved. Mm. Oh, McGee, I can't stand to think about them tearing our house down.
Don't even say it, kiddo. Hand me that map again. You got the map out of the paper?
Right here. See the black line there is the route.
Sure, sure. Now, let me see now. Now, it goes right through here, cuts across our property, and then... Hey, if there was someone... Hey, wait a minute. Hey, look at this, Molly.
Tilt.
Huh?
Your eyes are lit up like a pinball machine. What is it? What is it?
Gee, I think I sure... Yeah, that's right.
That's right, McGee. What is it? What is it?
Run and answer the door, Tootsie. I'll see you later.
Oh, no. McGee, tell...
Yeah, I gotta make a phone call. I'll take the phone in the den.
But, McGee, wait. Oh, darn that doorbell. Come in. Hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hiya, Molly. How are you kids making out with the freeway thing? If there's any way I can help...
I don't know, Doctor. I mean, I don't know how we're making out right at the moment. We didn't have any luck with our petition, I'll tell you that.
Oh, gee, then what are you going to do?
McGee's working on something right now. I don't know what, but I tell you, when he grabbed the phone just now and went in the den there, his eyes were just sparkling.
What's he going to do with the phone? Call President Eisenhower or something?
I don't know, but I'm dying to find out. McGee, Dr. Gamble is here. May we come in?
Oh, sure, sure. Oh, hi, Doc.
Hi, Sonny. Molly says you've got an...
Hold it, Doc, hold it. The operator's putting my call through right now. Oh.
Who are you calling, McGee? Who is it? What's the big deal?
Well, I took another look at the route on the map and... Shh! Hello, operator? Yes, I'm here. You got the state capitol? Okay.
State capitol?
Oh, I'm disappointed that he's only calling the governor. I thought he'd go right to Washington.
My party? Good. Put him on. Put him on. Hello, Senator Jipperson? This is Fibber McGee from your hometown. McGee. Yeah, a voter.
Oh, McGee, just because you voted for him...
Please, Molly. Look, Senator, I'd like to discuss the new freeway that the city has laid out across Wistful Vista here.
McGee, a senator doesn't have time.
I know you're a busy man, sir, but, well, they're planning to put that freeway right through my property and tear down my house, and I thought if you'd use your influence, how's that?
Oh, dear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I realize that a few must suffer for the good of the multitude, sir, but If you haven't seen the map of this new route they're planning, you don't realize how unfair it is, Senator.
He's barking up the wrong senator if he wants to get
Yes, sir. I have a map right here, sir. Now, take just a minute. Now, I'll describe the route to you. It starts on the east side, skirts the edge of town, and then cuts across Wistful Vista Boulevard through my home.
Oh, this is a waste of time.
Then it heads straight out to Dugan's Lake. And this is the part I thought you'd be interested in, Senator. It follows the old lake road out there, wipes out your hunting lodge, your boathouse, and your summer home, and veers left through your mother's yacht basin. And how's that, Senator?
Heavenly days, I didn't notice that.
Neither did I? I looked at the map, but I...
Oh? Oh, you're going to leave for Wistful Vista immediately. What? Oh, straighten out the nincompoops who planned this route. Well, I knew you'd agree that it's very unfair, sir. And that's why I called you, because you senators are always saying that you like to keep in touch with the voters.
Oh, McGee, you're wonderful.
Yes, I hope.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
When a headache gives you a bad time, don't you wish you could just press a button and make your headache disappear? Well, believe me, if I knew of such a magic formula, I'd be telling you about it. But I do know that one of the best things you can do for a headache is drink a glass of Speedy Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer is a very effective pain reliever. And because Alka-Seltzer is a fizzing liquid, when you take it, it's ready to go to work right away to relieve the pain of that headache. Just drop a tablet or two of Alka-Seltzer into a glass of water and listen to it fizz. Then drink it. And before you realize it, you'll forget you ever had a headache. Remember, Alka-Seltzer is gentle acting, too, and it is not a laxative. So don't let a nagging headache spoil your day. Take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
McGee, the old-timer's here and wants to see you.
Oh, me? Oh, hi, old-timer. What's on
Hello your... Hello there, Johnny. Hey, I hear you had the freeway moved again, son. Save the house I live in yesterday and then save your own house today, huh?
Yep, the new route is clear out on the north side of town.
I heard all about it. That's why I'm here. Come on in, Miss Barry.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Oldtimer.
Mr. McGee, Miss McGee, this is Miss Barry, one of my customers.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Barry?
Miss Barry, I heard how you've been shoving them politicians around, Johnny, and getting the freeway moved this away and that away.
And I wanted to speak to you, young man.
Thank you.
Because this time, they're going to run that freeway right through the middle of my house.
What? Oh, dear.
Oh, now, look, old-timer. Gee whiz, I'm sorry, but I can't save every Tom, Dick, and Mrs. Berry whose house happens
oh,
to be...
Oh, I don't want to be saved, young man. I just want to thank you.
Thank him?
Yes. The city's buying up all the houses on the route, and they've just offered me $20,000. I only pay $10,000.
What?
Same thing with all my neighbors. The city's real anxious to get the freeway started, and they're paying us all twice as much as our houses. Is something wrong, Mr. McGee?
Twice? You mean for this house I could have got the...
Hey, you look sick, Johnny. Oh. Sit down, son.
No. I'll live. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson played the Greek gentleman as well as the old-timer, and Arthur Q. Bryan is Dr. Gamble. Harry and his wife's aunt were played by Lou Krugman and Gail Bunny. Tomorrow, spring cleaning. Funny show. Don't miss it. John Wall speaking. Bye.
Today, listen to One Man's Family on most NBC radio stations.